He goes ahead of you. Isn't it amazing that there isn't more evil in the world? In other words, Luther would say it. Isn't it amazing there isn't more evil happening? God's out there. Luther's morning and evening prayer. Send your angel that the evil foe may have no power over me. What was Luther talking about? He was saying, go in front of me tonight and this day to root out any kind of evil that might be in front of me. Know that you have a shepherd that goes out in front of you to protect you. And he's even cleared a way in heaven so that you can live carefree forever. That's awesome. He cares, he guides, he protects, he blesses. The Bible is not naive when it talks about evil. It's there. It's throughout the scriptures. The book of Job is all about it. But what the Bible is suggesting in book after book is that you look to the Good Shepherd, that we're overwhelmed by what he does for us. Here's another way to put it. Did any of you have a bully growing up? Who was that bully? I had a bully in third grade. I had changed schools from one to another, and someone, I don't know why, just targeted me. Maybe it was my lunch. I had oranges and not apples. I don't know. Or the clothing that I wear. Who knows? But the bully picked me out. That bully got into my head. That's what a bully does. And when I showed up for school, I imagined where the bully would be in the hallway, and I imagined where I would go during the day. That's how much he was in my head psychologically. And I had emotional turmoil. I had stomach aches. Physically, I told my parents, I don't think I can go to school today. I'm sick. Can anyone relate to that? A bully caused that much problem in your life? Yeah? Now, someone once told me there's some advice on how to get rid of bullies. Number one bit of advice is to just ignore them. Does that work? Pretend that they're not there? No! They're still there. Number two, why don't you take them on? Does that work? No, because the bully is big and has big muscles. No, that doesn't work. Here's the advice that works, and it worked in third grade. Become friends with the coolest person in class. It works, 100%. Thankfully, in third grade, there was that person. His name was Jason. And you see, if you become friends with the coolest person, the bully's not going to bother you anymore. That's biblical teaching right there. Well, what I'm suggesting is this. Satan, evil, it's trying to bully us and get in our heads, right? Instead of attacking it or pretending that it's not there, be friends with the coolest cat in town. That's the Good Shepherd. That's what I mean. He will protect and guard and be with us. The earliest Christians were really amazing in a lot of ways. They, the paintings that they made of Jesus Christ over and over were of him as a shepherd. In fact, the earliest picture that we have of Jesus, it's painted, is found in the catacombs of Rome where dead people were kind of laid underground. And we have a picture of Jesus with, and I'll show it, come see me, I'll show it to you. We have a picture of Jesus. And there's a sheep on his shoulders. That's the earliest picture of Jesus. Most Christians couldn't read. They couldn't explain the Trinity. They didn't really understand the evil that was happening in their lives. But guess what they went to? They just looked at a picture of Jesus. And so can every one of us. It's the way to handle evil in our lives. We may not understand the Trinity and how to explain it. We may have challenges and valleys that we just cannot overcome. But what we can do is we can look to a picture of Jesus. I have one up in my office. This is it. I have many days as a pastor. I don't understand what's happening in the world. I have a lot of conflict that I hear about as a pastor. I have a lot of challenges that I can't figure out. But do you know what I do? I look here often and see how he cares, he blesses, protects, and that is his promise. I encourage each one of you to find a picture and put it up in your house, in your bedroom, and take a look at the Good Shepherd. How do we avoid C.S. Lewis's conundrum of falling into either extreme, either dismissing evil, it doesn't really happen, it's just a cartoon character, or the error of being overwhelmed by evil? Realize evil is there, but look to the Good Shepherd. He checks all the boxes of what we need. He cares, he protects, he guides, and he blesses. Amen.